Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, NFL fans. That kind of sounded horrible, but what more can you do? Don't give me that look.
Well, you know.
Of course I am. But anyways, welcome to Wrestling Fan Speak Out's NFL special. I know normally when you talk about wrestling, it ain't got nothing to do with football or anything like that, but I just thought today would be a good thing just to talk about it. I'm trying to invite some people to my fantasy league, which I can't do anything until I bring people in. So, yeah, I'm just giving them a try right here. So I'm just thinking of names of people that I can, you know, bring in and whatnot. So that's what I'm trying to do. So I'm looking for that. But just hold on a second here. I'm just trying to see who I need to add. But, you never know. You might have some people that would want to join. So, let's see. I should have thought about that yesterday. Didn't even think about it. Because I know I'm going to talk about each team and, like, strengths and weaknesses and stuff like that, in my opinion. So that's what we're going to do. So just hold on a second, and we're going to start. Because I know there's a game that's going to be starting on tonight on NFL Network. I think it's the Broncos and the Ravens. Yeah, the Broncos and the Ravens is tonight on the NFL Network. Yep. Denver and Baltimore is 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. So it'll be 7:30 Central Time. So should be interesting games, but we'll see how it goes. And the other games you got that's coming on Sunday, you got New England versus Buffalo, Seattle versus Carolina, Cincinnati versus Chicago, Miami versus Cleveland, Minnesota versus Detroit, Oakland, against Indianapolis, Kansas City versus Jacksonville, Atlanta versus New Orleans, Tampa Bay versus New York Jets, Tennessee versus Pittsburgh, Green Bay versus San Francisco, Arizona versus St. Louis, New York. I'm sorry, hold on, I got up. No, I'm just going to speak over it. Except the New York Giants versus Dallas, Philadelphia versus Washington on Monday, and Houston versus San Diego on Monday as well. So, we're going to get into teams. There's one for me. Just one there. I don't know if I can hear it, but that does it. Okay, we're on to the Buffalo Bills. Which, no, I'm not going to just make the option of, like, oh, they're going to suck or anything like that. So, probably what I'm going to do is just end up looking at the roster and just imagine in my head and just see if anybody that's worth mentioning and talking about. Oh, be quiet. Oh, man. Let's see. Yeah, they do got a rookie quarterback, so could be interesting, but it seems like they're not going to. I don't think they're going to jump all the things and be like a good team just yet. Let's see, they got a few people from Wisconsin, that's good.
So NFL football season officially starts tonight.
Yeah, it does.
Who's playing tonight?
Broncos and the Ravens.
So no one important.
I guess not for you.
Not important to me either. Packers are playing Sunday in San Francisco.
Yeah, her team plays Sunday too.
You like Miami Dolphins? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. That's what we'll be
talking about. And she fell in love with him ever since.
And who did they play? They played against an English team when I got to them. They came out
with
Cleveland
about 8 years ago. Oh, you told her. Oh, they played Cleveland Browns.
Oh, God. They have the most boring uniform.
Who, Cleveland?
Yeah, yes, they do. It's like, I don't know what to do with their hat. Let's just roll it into it. Yeah, or mud or dirt or something, yeah. You put a remote.
Oh, yeah. Hey, catfish.
Mm-hmm. Keep talking about football. You're like quiet.
I am. I'm just looking at the teams and just getting, like, my prediction out of it.
Hey, so who do you think Packers is in there? How do you think
they're going to
do with
Cooper? Yeah, we'll get to them later. Seems like they got a new starter for the Bills, E.J. Manuel. He was a rookie, so we'll see how that goes. You know, a lot of rookies can be so surprising.
They don't want to come through and do it pretty good. Yeah, like some quarterback last year who fell flat.
Who?
Tim Tebow.
No, you can't blame him because he really didn't even start it much. Yep.
Yeah.
Next team, Miami Dolphins.
I think the Packers are going to
see how they're.
I think they got a shot at.
Let's see, I'm going to look at their roster. And wonder if they had that same quarterback.
I think they got rid of their quarterback. I'm not sure, but I think they did. So many teams got rid of their quarterbacks last year. I have no clue who got rid of who. Yeah, one I know is David Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. All I hear about my Packers from Aaron Rodgers. At least I know Vince Young is gone. They got. Oh,
yeah, was it a stupid mistake on their part?
Why do you say that?
Then he'd be good for a backup in case any Rodgers get injured.
Yeah, because they got a rookie. Four quarterback. And they got rid of Graham Arrow. He went to the Jets. Or now he's with the Jets. And he's a backup quarterback for them. Only sending Mark Sanchez is their starting quarterback, though.
He's injured.
He's injured?
He'll be out for several weeks.
Ooh, so he, Graham Hill, her, will get the chance to start then.
Yep. Let's see. I'm just trying to look at. Well, they're praising a few people on the team. They're starting quarterback Ryan Tannehill, and he's entering his second season. Yeah.
Who's the quarterback from Minnesota, Miami? Okay.
Oh, I forgot what his name is, but we'll get to him later. I don't know whether the Dolphins do better this year.
They better.
I'm going to say maybe a 50-50 chance that they'll probably do better.
They'll be better. They got rid of a lot of their players last year, I believe.
Oh, God. Next team up, New England Patriots.
Don't get me started with the New England Patriots.
Oh, God. You know they're probably going to do it. They're going to do good. They'll do good.
Don't get me started with that.
Well, it all depends, like, how far they're going to go. Because Tom Brady is getting older. And
he's, like, 37 or
Yeah, just my opinion on the team itself. Like, I already know, like, some of their players that's on there, but my opinion, of course, they're going to make it to the postseason.
Yeah,
but
I know they will.
I think
they'll get to the first round, second round.
No, I think they're going to fight for the wild card spots.
Yeah, they will.
And it's just my opinion, they're going to fight for one or two wild card spots. So,
yeah.
New York Jets.
Yeah, right.
Well, seems like Mark Sanchez is out.
Yeah. Well, they're not going to play any good anyway.
I guess it all depends on, like, what they're going to do with, of course, who's going to be their quarterback and stuff like that, and who's going to, how they're going to do it, you know, like, make it pass.
Even when they had Brett Favre, they didn't play that good.
Well, they actually had a better record than they did before. I think, like, 2 years ago, they did make it to the playoffs.
Yeah, they made it to the playoffs after they got rid of one year after. The season after, they got rid of Brett Favre.
Yeah, that's true.
The season after. They didn't do no good
before him.
They hadn't done any good after him.
I guess Geno Smith will be their starting quarterback. Like, I don't know much about this guy, but I wonder if he's a rookie. Let me find out. Let's see. Smith. Oh, yeah, I forgot they got Brady Quinn, too. Seems like they're not going to use him, though. Yeah, he is a rookie. 6'3", 221. It's just like I say, I'm skeptical when it comes to rookie quarterbacks because some of them can impress you and some of them, they just don't. So, I would say 50-50 chance that the Giants will make it, but most likely I'm going to say they're not. Baltimore Ravens. Last season, well, this past season's NFL champion.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's gunning for them like nobody's busy.
Well, they probably will. You never know.
They'll probably go to the playoffs again. But I don't see them repeating
it. No, I don't see them repeating either. I think they'll make it, but like what I said about the Patriots, they're going to be fighting for one of the wild card spots. The Cincinnati Bengals. They made it to the playoffs last year, and I think if they got their same roster, they would do pretty good too. But we will see. Next up, Cleveland Browns. Next, just going to skip them because I don't know what it is. It just seems like they're not going to announce to make it anywhere. Steelers, although they didn't make it last year, but I think Ben Roethlisberger and the rest of the team, I think they're really going to do good. They'll make it to the playoffs. They probably win their division. Just my opinion on that. The Houston Texans, what a run they did this past season. But I think they're going to do even better, maybe to the AFC Championship, I'm sorry. Colts, I think they're going to do good. I think they might win their division with Andrew Luck. Jaguars, you know, they're going to suck. Titans, they're going to suck. Broncos, they're going to win their division. Kansas City, 50-50. Oakland Raiders. Nope. Chargers. Nope. Maybe I'm just getting to the point already. Oh, well. What more can you do? But, anyways, now I'm to the NFC. That's Cowboys. As long as they have Tony Romo, I know he's from Wisconsin, but either he got to improve his game and don't choke him when it comes to the playoffs. Or, like, you know, the other offense will win games. Giants, they didn't make it to the playoffs last year, but I think they will this year and could be a force to reckon with. I wouldn't say they will go all the way to the Super Bowl, but they will be in the playoffs. Eagles, I'm 50-50 about, because I know the situation with Michael Vick and all that mess, but we will see. Washington Redskins, they did make it last year, and I think Robert Griffin III is going to do better, and they probably will get harder and a little bit better. Bears, like the team, but I don't see them going anywhere. Detroit Lions, with the team they got, there's a big possibility. I think they're probably going to fight for one of the wild card spots. Green Bay Packers, can I say more? I'll just say that they might make it up to the NFC Championship this year. Vikings, 50-50. They might fight for a wild card spot. Falcons, they might win their division. Carolina, a little bit of improvement, but I don't think they're going to win. Saints, yeah, they'll be in the playoffs. Might be fine for their division, but, you know, Tampa Bay, no. Arizona, no. St. Louis Rams, I'll say they probably have a little bit of improvement, but might be fine for one of the wild card spots too. Giants, of course, they're going to probably only win their division. Oh, yeah, Seattle Seahawks. They will win their, I think they'll win their division too, but wow, but it's a tough choice to say who's going to win the AFC. Who's going to be in the AFC Championship? I will say, in my opinion, I will go with Broncos and Houston Texans. And I think the Houston Texans will win it. They'll win the whole AFC. NFC, I got, I'm just going to say the rematch of the Packers and Seahawks. Going for Packers. Packers and Houston Texans in the Super Bowl. Interesting enough. I got Packers, but I wouldn't be surprised if Houston does win it. So, you got my Super Bowl predictions. It'll be Packers and Houston Texans. So we'll be interesting to see if that's actually going to happen. So, let's see. I'm going to try to go into my fantasy football and just talk about that for a little bit. But, yeah, I probably only need like 30 minutes for this show. Let's see. Of course, everyone knows that starts today, the NFL season. I'm just going to see if I see. Who do I got anybody from? Oh, yeah, I do. I got a wide receiver, Torrey Smith, with the Baltimore Ravens. Let's see who else I've got for. Oh, he's just the only person. So that's for one of my teams, the Big City Bangers. So, next up, Wisconsin Wild. Oh, yeah, I can't do a draft on that until next week, so skip that one. Well, I think that's pretty much it for fantasy, for my fantasy football. So, well, I guess you saw my prediction. You heard my predictions, and there you have it. So it should be interesting. I should have had some of you guys just call in the show, but I didn't even think about it until, like, you know, the last minute. Oh, yeah, I forgot Alex Smith is with the Kansas City Chiefs, so might have to change my opinions a little bit and probably think they'll do something good, but we will see. Well, I think I'm just going to end it from there, although this kind of sounds like a little bit of a bore, because I should have just talked about, like, more about the NFL and stuff like that. But should be interesting how we see for the next 4 months and see what's going to happen in the NFL. So we will see. But for people that's listening, thank you for hearing my boring conversation about football. And one more there to be said. But until then, have a good week. Enjoy the NFL.